almost didn't throw the white flag. I was going to give you one more lap.
The 9 running on the tires. He'll slide up off of turn number 4, Jerry. You've got a new race leader, Matthew Loeb. Your race leader with 4 laps to go.
All right. He told me to tell that joke.
Hey, welcome to episode number 14. This has been more anticipated than the Cowboys 49ers game.
And it's going to be about as shitty probably too, won't it? Well, actually, that was a great game last night. That was a great game.
Yeah.
I quit watching about 7:15. I think the game
what
started.
What time did it start? 7:12. Yeah. Them boys did a good job last night.
Good ball game.
It was a good game.
I quit watching for a little while and turned it back on at the beginning of the second half, and I quit watching again. Went to bed.
At least you know with the Cowboys, you know, they've won 3 games. They've lost 2, but when they lose the 2, you don't have to watch very long because they got blown out in both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they were serving fresh turnovers, apparently, on some Facebook.
49ers are good.
They are.
They are very good.
My highlight for the game last night was the introductions. You watch the introductions, like the players,
I missed that.
Offense, defense.
Oh, and they do the headshots.
They do the headshots, and they say where they're from. Yeah. I was trying to figure out why George Kittle didn't say he was from Iowa.
What did he say?
He said something weird.
Probably high school. Some of them do their high schools or elementary schools.
It was like Tiger University or something like that. It was so strange. I went back and watched it twice, and I could not figure out what he said. He did not say.
Oh, probably tight end university.
That's something like
tight
that.
End, yeah, because I was known as tight end university.
And that's what he said. I was like, what in the world is he saying? He didn't say Iowa. I know that.
Tight end university.
Because Brock Purdy said Iowa State.
Yeah, Ryan's favorite team.
Oh, you got to go there, Jim.
He's reached his quota.
He's reached his quota of innuendos.
I need a sound.
You throw softballs up.
Yeah, where is your sound? Yeah, where is your sound?
It's out of commission.
It's not back up. I thought Nate had it back up after we got.
Oh, I thought it didn't work.
He said you just got to log in.
Yeah, so we'll need another gay joke, Jim.
Yeah. <Don't worry.
laughs> I can't remember the password.
One per podcast.
Ooh, we know his password.
Oh, yes.
It works. Wait, well, it's soundboard.
You have to log into it.
There.
Type it in. And
I did watch Star Wars this weekend.
Did anybody
else watch Star Wars? Weather starts getting shitty, you know, it gets cold, and you're like, what am I going to do? Sit inside a little
watch
bit.
But it
was
kind
of, I was like, yeah, I just was flipping through the channels and came on Empire Strikes Back. So.
Never seen
one
it.
Of the old ones.
I was sucks me in. I can't stop.
Is
watching.
It the country music soundtrack? Is that why you didn't watch it, Jim, or what?
I was scrolling through the channels the other day and came across Smokey and the Bandit, so I was done for the day.
Oh, you and Joe Duvall.
You watch that every time it's on, just like
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddle. I don't know why I can never remember the name of that movie. I don't know why.
I watched parts of Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, is that the one with Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, I'm going to beat you up.
There's a couple of good scenes.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Patrick Swayze is going to hit a man. Ho, ho.
It's not the scene I'm talking about.
No.
Just remember, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Is that from that? I wasn't from that.
No,
movie.
That was. But that was still from, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, it was still Patrick Swayze.
Oh, good Lord.
Who Jim is a very big fan of. He's one of the.
Apparently.
Young blood.
Very good Patrick Swayze fan.
That was Dirty Dancing, wasn't it?
That was Dirty Dancing. Don't put baby in the corner.
Yeah.
I guess I never saw that one.
Halloween's right around the corner. We could go to Beetlejuice.
You went to that, didn't
I? I did go to Beetlejuice.
I saw that
yesterday.
I walked by there yesterday, and it was
is it like a busy. Theater thing, or mm-hmm. is it the movie?
No, the movie. I mean, then the Broadway made a spin of a musical.
Did they do that, the famous quote from Beetlejuice, the one comes to my eyes, and night.
he didn't use that, but it was pretty good.
Can't say the word.
Yeah, I live 5 blocks from there. Thank you for the invitation.
Jackie, Roger already took care of that.
Nice effing model.
That wasn't all the Michael Keaton stuff.
But good stuff. Oh, well.
Any racing going on?
What is
not today.
Nope, season's over. We're done.
Yeah, season's over. We're done.
We're into October.
Season should be done at Super Nationals.
It's been about 3 weeks since we had a podcast. 4 weeks almost.
3. And Wade was here.
Wade was here. So it's been 3. He's back in Australia now.
He's coming back, though, for the Iowa game, isn't he?
Yeah, he comes back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He comes. Bring in two. or come back eight of his 26 kids back with him or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They had a quote of the prime minister would only let him
three
take
of the four.
Eight. Yeah, you can only take eight of the 2,700, Wade.
Good stuff. Yeah, September 19th was our last podcast. We were still weekly racing at that point.
Yes, we were.
One more week. We had one more week. Yeah, we're final week. Points were September 24th.
We crowned some champions. I think Mike Nichols might have won like his first national title this year, didn't he?
Yeah. Let somebody else win, Mike.
His first national
title? His first one this year, anyway. Got number 12.
One of many.
Dirty Dozen.
Chaz Baca.
Running out of fingers.
Baca, though.
Yeah, first Arizona.
That's pretty awesome. You think about it. I think when I was down there in the winter at Winter Nationals last year, they're like, what do you think the chances of a guy from Arizona win a national title? And I go, he's got a race.
Got a race, got to win.
Let's see.
And I think with having
him. You're dead on there, Jerry. That's terrific insight from Jerry.
Well, that's what I said. I go, you just got a race. But, you know, at that time there was.
That usually helps.
You know, Arizona's had tracks that have been fading away, and you know, between Sholo now racing in the summer, it gave them another opportunity to go up there and do some racing to get that title.
Yeah, which proves that it can be done, and it can be done. Baca's been fast. He's always fast. He came Super Nationals this year, and I thought it was fast.
Yeah,
fast in the All-Star event second, which I thought he needed a caution for that race to possibly
the All-Star race.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. It's a while ago.
It's been a month ago.
It has been more than that, like five weeks.
Seems like it's been an eternity.
Actually, what is today? The 9th? I think Super Nationals ended a month ago today.
I think you're right.
The 9th of September.
It's been a month. Seems like it's been longer than that. Yeah,
it's gotten cold out.
So I'm done driving back and forth to Boone. I'm kind of happy about that. Yeah,
you got all your 70,000 trips done?
Last trip, last weekend. Yeah.
Oh, you went last weekend?
Well, Friday afternoon I went. I got home Friday evening.
Did you check on the... On track two?
I was out there cutting down a banner that I forgot to get down. The track two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go on that part of the track.
Oh, I didn't know if you went over there to see how it is coming.
No, they have a bunch of barriers up where you can't really see. It's kind of like top secret now.
A fence where they put the privacy fence.
They've got a big curtain around it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can't even see it from the air, so no drone coverage. It's
very top secret. Nobody's talking about it.
What banner did you forget to take down?
The one on the backstretch that we cabled to the fence, kind of hard to get down.
That big long one? That I thought that was awesome. I like that.
Unless you wanted to get it down. It was cabled to the backstretch fence, so it was going to take some effort to get that one down. You wouldn't just be able to clip that one and take off running.
What was it? What was the
banner? That was the one that said, Welcome to Super Nationals.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Down the backstretch.
It was on the fence. I like that. That was a neat addition. Yeah.
Dress the place up a little bit. We try to use that stuff over
the Jumbotrons.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we need some big fire-breathing dragon things with banners.
We do. We need
more banners on the infield.
We need more flames.
Yeah.
Next year, I can promise you this. Not a lot of things I can promise, but Super Nationals next year will have a lot more flames.
Ooh.
I can promise that.
Year of the flame.
There's going to be flamethrowers everywhere. So be careful when you're down on the infield.
After the races again?
And not
I
tell
don't know
anybody.
If I'm going to do that. Well, here's the thing. You go back to that. 2 years ago, I had the same fireworks. I wear the same fireworks that they get at Knoxville.
Yeah.
Right? Same company, same set, everything. But the speedways are different, where the setup's different. You know, the infield down there doesn't have guardrail. We have all kinds of problems in Boone that they don't have at Knoxville trying to do that. And so they kind of presented themselves this year. Last year, obviously, we didn't. It had rained, and so we got the fireworks guys down there. So it was really easy for them to light them off. There really wasn't anybody down in the infield. But this year, we had all the race teams down there because of the feature. We did our normal Saturday night.
It was a normal Saturday, no rain.
Right, with no rain, and there's too many people down there. He refused to shoot them off.
There were a lot of people.
So we had to try to get people out of there. By the time we tried to get everybody out of there, hell, we were all up in the fan zone at that point.
Well, I remember Ryan saying, everybody clear the infield. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on down there? Is there a fight or something?
It had to have been a great
show. No, the fights were up in the fan zone.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
From, everybody clear the fan zone. There's a fight.
From Highway 30, it had to have been a great-looking fireworks show.
I can see most of it from the fan zone.
So we'll do it different. More flamethrowers, less fireworks, I think, is the plan for next year.
Like,
Back to national champions. So Baca wins from Arizona, unofficially wins from Arizona. You got Tim Ward wins the Super Nationals.
Yep.
Officially from Arizona.
Oh, yeah, now that's like that's questionable.
Yeah.
Where he's from.
It depends on who you ask.
Well, I mean, he was born and raised born and in raised Arizona.
Correct.
Then he moved to Nebraska, then to, he kind of moved over.
And then Taylor Cool won our Lady Eagle as well.
Yeah.
From Arizona.
From Arizona.
But living in Iowa, so kind of like Tim Ward. But no, I mean, I think it's cool when stuff like that happens. I just think it goes to demonstrate that, you know, you can bring, it doesn't matter where you're from when it comes to winning our national championships or when it comes to the competitiveness of the divisions in IMCA. I mean, guys, Super Nationals is a good example of that, I think. Mm-hmm. And Race Saver Nationals is a good example of that. It's just the racing's good. Have good rules, decent rules. I don't think our rules are too bad. Let the racers sort it out on the racetrack.
Yeah. Or in the fan zone. Or in the pits. Or right on the front stretch. They can sort it out wherever they want. Who else did we have?
Southern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Corey Dumpert won for the, fifth year?
Dumpert.
Yeah, five straight in a late model.
Tyler Drucki in the sprint car.
Yep. Olmsted and Hobby Stocks, which is probably the most interesting of our championships.
That was as close as it could have been.
Yeah.
It gets about as close as it can get.
Yeah. I actually had some messages about that, asking how he won it, because Mike Smith had won, I think, 34 features or something like that, but it's based on your first 50 starts.
Correct.
And the first 50 starts, Olmsted had 28 wins, Smith had 27. They both maxed out on bonus points. So the tiebreaker went to feature wins, and that was Olmsted.
Didn't Smith have a nine car feature win too? Though he had technically,
he might have had 28 wins, 28, but he had 27 40 points.
According to people that just wanted to say it was a win,
right?
I think they tied at 20 with 28 wins, but one of Smith's was a nine car.
Yeah, because there was under 10 cars,
which moves it to a 39 point win,
right?
And we use the 40 point wins to break the ties, and it has to be within the first 50 starts. So you could win 100 features, you know.
Wouldn't
again,
that, yeah.
It's kind of been the theory of how we've calculated our bonus points and how we calculate our national championships. We try to keep those numbers to where they're kind of attainable for people that race in all different parts of the country. And obviously, Olmsted isn't from Iowa.
There are guys who'd race 80, Nebraska. 90 nights. I mean,
Nebraska.
He's racing. He races out in Nebraska.
Hobby Stocks in Nebraska. He comes to the Super Nationals. Obviously, won it last year. I thought every time he was on the racetrack this year at Super Nationals, he was fast.
Yeah, he was everybody's pick for the Hobby Stocks.
He won the ROC again, didn't he, for the third year in a row?
Then he got a flat there in the feature.
I remember the first. It was during the Prelude. My oldest daughter Alyssa was down in the infield with Virginia, and I think Kennedy. I think they were all down there. They were racing, and I was doing something. I wasn't in the infield, but I'd caught the Jumbotron a couple of times when I think I was up in the fan zone doing something. I caught Olmsted was leading like most of that Prelude race, and I went down into the infield, and I'm like, well, what the heck? Where's Olmsted? He wasn't even out there. My oldest daughter said, Dad, that guy led that whole race and he crashed on the restart and didn't even finish, but he was fast.
He is quick.
He's a quick hobby racer.
And he had similar luck, I think, in a couple of qualifiers. I think he was up front a lot and got tore up.
Isn't he the one?
Put it back together and came back.
He had to come through the last chance. Yeah, he had to come through the last chance feature.
Isn't he the one that – I got to look at his – keep talking. I'm sorry.
Just fast. He was fast at Super Nationals. Seeing him win the national championship isn't really a surprise in my opinion.
No. And what's also nice about our structure is you have to race weekly. You're really almost forced to win a track championship.
Bonus points will. And our sport
mods is Southern Sport Mods is the best example of that. Shepard has led the points for the Southern Sport Mods for quite a while. Most of the season he's been up top. He may not have led it, but he's been up. He had a lot of wins.
Yeah,
I think the most wins. I had anybody in the division this year, but he wasn't dedicated or he didn't.
15 wins. He didn't have 40 starts.
Yeah, he didn't win a track championship.
Mm-hmm.
David Phillips, he won Boyd, got the 13 bonus points. He went in, I think, 10 points behind him, and the 13 bonus points put him around.
Yep, jumped them on bonus points. So that, to some, that's a little controversial. You know, what's it matter? The wins or the champion, the track championships? To obviously, to us, both. We think that it's a combination, yeah. Correct? That, you know, the days of, and it used to be, you didn't have to win a track championship.
No, you could race out at, you know, get your max points at 40 wins.
Yeah, you could win an IMCA national championship without even racing weekly at any track. You could just jump around and race for wins.
Cherry pick.
For many years, it was like that. I don't know if it was necessarily cherry picking because they're still racing competitively, mm-hmm. but yeah, you could lower your point average by not finishing. You could burn starts, and again, that's why we cap the starts. It makes the start more valuable. You know, you can't really burn starts under our structure now. You can, you might be able to a little bit, but you can't manipulate it very much. You know, you've got to be pretty dedicated to some sort of track championship somewhere. Yeah, so you had the Southern Sport Mods with Shepard getting jumped on by bonus points by Phillips.
I think that was the only one that really was affected by that. Matt Loeft won again, sixth time in a Sport Mod. He had a pretty dominant season.
Won again.
Dylan Rafferty won. Yeah. Randy Martin from Texas was a Sport Compact national champion.
Yeah, he might be the only one that I don't know if I necessarily know that much about.
He was at Super Nationals.
Yeah, he came to Boone, yeah.
I remember
he and Colby Sabin. That were battling first and second in national points were battling for a transfer spot.
Oh, that's right. They were, weren't they?
They were battling for a last. For
did
a
he pass Tech?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was not an alternate.
Sport Compact is Super National. That's stuck.
I just took 50, the 50. Brace off of just my hand from all of the carpal tunnel from signing all those fine letters. I finally took the brace off.
Just stamp it.
You got a brace. Jim's got a boot.
You need
we're
a muzzle.
Beat up.
Oh, we've known that for years.
The muzzle.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, so we've got our national championships unofficially announced. Working on getting all of our track championships, all that stuff, all officially announced. It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
would you say 400? And did you tell me a number?
What's for what?
Bill mentioned.
Oh, for track champions, probably like would have been Bill.
400 and I can't remember. It's 4-something.
For track champions?
He was working on letters, you know, because Bill works on trying to get all the letters to everybody that I sign. And
you sign all those.
I sign them all.
You
personally.
Sign every one of them individually.
Yeah, personally.
These people didn't know
no,
that.
Yeah, no stamp rubber stamps.
I don't you were just telling him he should get a stamp, but you don't.
For my
stamp.
9 fine letters. Yeah. But he's going to sign four.
This is the way I look at that. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a stack. It's a pretty big stack of letters every year. And I just think out of respect to the guys that are racing IMCA that I should sign it, you know, and not have it done with a computer and not have it done by somebody else or not have it stamped, you know, to me. I sign every one of them. Sometimes my pen goes to crap while I'm signing them. I have to switch pens. Every once in a while I'll get one that it fades, and I'm like, that kind of looks like shit. Because some people
reprint
keep
this one, Bill.
Some people you ever switch colors of the pen? Go from black to blue?
I sign them with blue. I pick a blue pen because of that. I want people to at least if they look at it, I want them to say, hey, did he really sign this? Yeah, I sign them. Sign them every year. It's just kind of one of those things. I kind of look forward to it, but I don't, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a lot of letters.
But it's one of those things where you feel better when it's done.
Yeah, I feel better when it's done, and the people keep them, and they post them on Facebook. I see people post them, so, yeah.
I've seen people post Ryan's letters on Facebook,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do that, too. Do you sign them?
Every one of them. And it's kind of funny. If I don't like the signature on it, I'll reprint it and do it again, especially if I know it's going to a guy who I think may put it on social media.
You know, scribble it so they can't read
it. Oh, that doesn't look good enough. That's not social media world.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, so we're working on what? We're out of weekly racing now. We're trickling into, we've already been there a couple of weeks of special events.
Special season.
Yeah, it's still lots of racing going on.
Yeah.
All over.
Lots.
All over.
Never stops.
I mean, it really doesn't.
This is probably the last big, next couple of weeks.
The next two weekends are pretty, there's a lot of racing this weekend.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
It starts to taper a little bit. It doesn't stop, but it really starts to taper quite a bit.
And obviously a lot of big traditional specials coming up. Yeah. You know, Abilene, how many years have we had?
Oh, the Southern Challenge.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be 25, 26 years.
Yeah. I've been going almost every year that I've. Well, since Tommy had the place, obviously.
Yeah.
I've been going down there. I always get the two confused. I always like David Phillips. who won our sport mod, our Southern Sport Mod National Championship. I crossed paths with him in Abilene every year. And so usually sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. But I'm there and sometimes I'm not. But I always get confused, like, was I in Abilene at the Icebreaker or was I there at the Southern Challenge?
Because they both can be equally cold.
Yes, they can be.
Yes.
Correct.
But Abilene, the Icebreaker, you have less of a chance of seeing snakes.
Correct.
You are Icebreaker.
Yeah, the snakes haven't come out of hibernation yet.
This time of year,
yet.
The snakes, well, they're traveling because they're getting ready to go burrow for the winter. So.
Yeah, they're trying to find the place to hide.
Yeah.
Versus having been hide and coming out. Hidden. Whatever word I use.
A ribbon.
A ribbon. I was going to say, what was that word again?
Sorry. Back to my
We have vocabulary. A ribbon.
We have a ribbon.
So we got Abilene coming up.
Batesville.
Weekend.
Batesville had a race.
For the modifieds, hope for... How many years has that been going on? God, that's got to be coming up on 10-ish,
yeah.
In the
seventh annual. Yeah, mods this time at Batesville. Stock cars was a couple of weeks ago.
TJ Herndon won that deal.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've told somebody that it was 10 when it really wasn't, Jerry?
No. Tell myself every day.
Good Lord.
It's a nice looking 10 there, but it's more like
it's 5.
You were lying. You were lying when you said it was 7.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're lying down, it looks different. So,
Independence coming up. Park Jefferson in a couple weeks. Beatrice coming up October weekend.
Fest.
I mean, once.
Yeah, the Bud Nationals. Bud Nationals in Bakersfield. Yep. Ed Watsonville had a race, had their Pettit Memorial.
Pettit Memorial, yeah, that was a
couple weeks ago.
It's been a couple years since I've been out there. I always enjoy going to Watsonville. It's just a cool part of the country. It's
on
there. It's on the. I mean, it's on the cool side of California. Cool meaning temperature wise. If you go to Watsonville, it's kind of like down in a valley.
Yeah,
they grow a lot of. I don't know if it's lettuce or
garlic.
Artichokes.
Is it garlic around there?
They grow artichokes. I know. Artichokes and lettuce, but there's a big dole plant and everything right there in Watsonville. So there's a lot of vegetables being grown in that little, they call it the valley. And then literally you can see the bluff, the cliff, or what I would call it, a mountain if you compare it to Iowa. You drive up over it, which is probably 30, 35 minutes to get over the top of it. It's not that far. And it's 20 degrees warmer on the other side of it when you get to the top. It's always like in the 70s in Watsonville, California weather, average 76 degrees or whatever it is.
That's perfect.
It's a cool racetrack. Perfect size for IMCA racing. You see where John Prentice had a knee replacement, full knee replacement.
He did?
This week, yeah. Really? Must have had it right after the Pettit, from what I can gather. I haven't talked to him. Dave went out there. Dave went out to the Pettit. He's not even that old. No, he's not. He's about
early
my
50s,
age.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's about my age.
Well, you know, when the knee goes bad, it goes bad.
But Troy Folger won that 103-lap race.
All tricky.
Yeah. He came out to Boone and was fast. I thought he was fast.
He was
right
fast
out of the
in
gate.
Both cars.
He was.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was up front in both features in the Prelude. Had some bad luck, I think.
Only he could do a wheelie.
Yeah. Yeah. He can ride a motorcycle wheelie farther than anybody ever met in my life. I think I've told this story before. He could literally probably ride a wheelie from Boone to Watsonville.
Probably could.
I mean, can you ride a wheelie? Can you ride a wheelie on a bicycle or on a motorcycle? Or
I could have on a bike, like a
short
like a little
distance,
or something.
Yeah. Short distance.
But I couldn't like do that. It like across the block or anything.
Some guys make that look like so easy, you know, that like they just, you know, they just get like it's going to fall
they
down
just
and they
get
just
it
get
up
right back. Yeah, and they just ride. And then they'll ride the thing in a circle.
I know. And then if they're crazy enough, they'll
not
pop it up on the front tire.
I haven't got that much balance.
I have hard enough time balancing on 2 feet to walk across the street, let alone do a wheelie.
Correct.
I'd go to Vail for a wedding a couple weeks ago.
We drove
Pikes Peak.
You did
all the way to the top?
All the way to the summit.
Really?
You want? I mean, those guys that used to that race up that thing, you know, they do that Pikes Peak hill climber or whatever. I don't know if they go all the way to the summit.
They do.
They do? There is corners that you literally, the inside radius is this table that when you turn... And you're looking straight up. I'm sitting there like this going, oh, shit, are we going to turn?
Used to be dirt, gravel.
I know.
When they were doing it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? It's neat. I went up there for practice a few years back and watched practice.
Yeah, I'd like to go see it. It looks pretty awesome.
Yep, it's crazy.
One false move and you're 14,000 foot to the ground.
Oh, yeah, they have a couple go off. Every couple of years you'll see one go off. But
it's not like flipping off the top of Boone or anything. But I just saw a thing. How did you get Mike Juergens to run the striper at Boone?
You didn't know he was doing that?
I knew he was doing it, but I
thought he told everybody.
I should have made him pay us to do that.
He was proud of that, though.
He would go around things.
Yeah.
He was in the pace car one night, too.
Well, he did bring the basketball team from Iowa State over.
He did.
His wife brought the basketball team.
Yeah, they didn't come because of him. Yeah, I did have to look down that one line. They went, and then you could see there was a golf cart parked there. And
yeah.
He wasn't stopping. I'm like,
oh, Larry Larson wouldn't have stood for that.
No, Larry would have pulled the golf cart out of the way and said, you don't park there. Oh, Larry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But, you know, we had, since our last podcast, you had, 141. Had their end of the year special, had a couple hundred cars.
So they almost only had about 300, I think.
Yeah, they almost had 300 the first night.
things were down.
290 or something.
That's just crazy up there. You know, 50 modifieds, 50 sport mods, 50 stock cars. It's just absolutely nuts. Shelby County and Harlan, they had about 190 show up for the Tiny One this year. And that was with weather. I mean, I'm in Omaha, which is only about
it was supposed to rain Friday and 40-50 to get that miles. Many cars on a with weather forecast. And that's what crazes me about that is on a weekly show, they'll rate our race and they'll watch the weather. But like that show there, it didn't matter. They were going anyway.
Saturday night, it rained a lot of rain within 2 miles of the track.
Yeah.
Saturday. And they got the show went. And had a hell of a crowd and obviously a ton of cars in the pits. I mean, shit, who knows what would have happened if it would have rained. They would have had to tell the people, hold on to your wristbands and tickets for another year.
I think the season was about over, so people knew that if they were going to go racing, they were going to have to do it now.
Shelby County is one of those places that, they shorten the facility. And it seems to have really been something that everybody – appreciates.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear a lot of bad things about I haven't heard anything bad about it since they've shortened it.
That whole weekend.
It's bad when it's big, but it's just different.
Yeah, it's just, that's just.
Oh, it races good. It's hell of a.
Which is a very important.
Well, yeah, that's the biggest thing. When you change something like that, you want to make sure it's still as racy as what your big. Because the big track was racy. That thing was fast. Holy cow.
I've been to Harlan a lot.
Then that same weekend, Salina raced out in Kansas. Once again, weather all around them. They had like 145, 150 IMCA cars down at Salina. Skagit, that same weekend.
They had weather, too.
Yeah. They had weather. They had to cut it down to a one-day show just to get it in. So, once again, hats off to those tracks who stuck the weather out and, did everything they had to do to try to accommodate the fans and drivers. They were moving times up, adjusting stuff like that,
There are no guarantees when the weather is nice and when it's good. Yeah. So, these promoters are taking a risk just trying to get the show in, knowing they could lose their asses.
They all worked their ass off to do it. And once again, nobody had to hold a pit pass and a grandstand ticket for a couple of years to redeem it.
Don't take your armband off.
Do not shower.
Save it for next spring.
You can shower with it. Just
not the paper ones.
Oh, you can get about 7 or 8 bathes out of it.
Oh, that's plenty for the off season.
A year, Jerry.
Well, there are some people that can't take a shower.
Could you imagine a track telling you to hold on to your wristband for a solid year?
Some people can't hold on to it.
Jim, there are people that lose it
before they get to the parking lot.
And gets when
you rained out, save your pit pass. Hey, I threw my pit pass away when we left.
I think that's why some racetracks say that.
Right.
It's a little bit of a gamble.
But not only
the racetracks, Jim, but the racers. You have to commend the racers who support those events.
Oh, absolutely.
They know the forecast just like everybody else knows it. You know, it's so much different. We see it at Super Nationals, and we talk about this a little bit, at least behind the scenes. You really, the days of telling the racer, oh, no, it's not raining at my racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those them ring, days ring. Are,
Speedway those days are sunny and are 70. Very, come on,
very very gone. You yeah. know the racers don't need to call; they can make their decision with their phone.
Pick up their phone honest. And so, see.
The racers that have stuck all these events out at the end of the year. You know, I mean, you mentioned a few of them that had some pretty questionable weather. You know, you got to commend the racer too. You know that. The racers need the racetracks as much as the racetracks need the racers. And we've talked about this with COVID back in 2020 and racetracks closing and you know, how everybody was itching to race because they had no place to go. And then, you know, you go a year or two later in the last couple of years, you know, with inflation and stuff, you know, it's as expensive as it's ever been to be a racer.
Yeah.
You know, we know that and the racetracks know that. And you got racers that are sticking it out and supporting the facilities as well. So, you know, again, we're all in this together. We're still, racers don't always agree with what promoters do and promoters don't agree with what the racers do. And none of them agree with what we do sometimes and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, we're all in the sport together, you know, and seeing these year end specials, be as supported as they are. You know, it's a pretty cool thing for us to see from coast to coast. Skagit is not just up the street from here. Skagit is a long ways from here. You know, and you've got Jamestown that had a really good car count.
Jamestown had a fantastic car count.
On a reschedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they had snow Saturday
at the Stampede.
Morning. Friday or Saturday morning they had
snow. They had freeze warnings out during the races.
Yeah, I talked to somebody. Yeah. They said Friday morning they woke up and there was snow flurries in the air for a couple hours.
And they raced Saturday.
I mean, Hayes last weekend, 194 IMCA cars in Hayes, Kansas.
Yep.
And you know, from all the reports, you know, just a great show. Track was great. I remember going to my race pass thinking, well, we'll see who's, you know, what race they're on, who's where they're at. And they were done. I mean, Chris Sutton did a hell of a job last weekend in Hayes. You know, you had, like we talked about, Jamestown. You had WWE in Southern Oklahoma at Ardmore. And then, you know, once you got 190 cars.
Did you film that, Nate? Oh. We missed that part.
There was an altercation Did somebody's fist,
apparently
did somebody's fist app did somebody run into somebody's apparent, fist with their face or something?
Apparently there's some
what a deal.
Post race activities or was it during
no races? On track during race activities.
Do I have a letter to write?
After hours sparks.
Yeah.
Do we need Bruce Buffer out there on the front stretch? Ding ding ding.
Oh yeah.
It was rumble.
That's Michael. It was whatever.
And his brother's Bruce.
Good his brother's Bruce, but he did the Michael Buffer, not
right.
Because they do.
Don't they both do the same thing though?
Oh, there's Brett on the screen behind us with this controversial.
Yeah, that's when they.
I really thought you were going to slam the door right on Ben's face right
when
there.
Bill came walking out in the middle of that one. That was so perfect.
Hell, Interstate. I mean, they had what 163, 60 in that range cars.
That's because Jerry was there.
What did you do? Were you on the receiver? Is that what I took from your...
Whatever. I did whatever.
Did you announce?
All those cars wouldn't have showed up if Jerry wouldn't have been there.
No. Hell,
there'd probably been more if I was 40. There.
Just ask Jerry.
I don't take any credit for that shit.
Good.
You don't take any less.
Yeah.
You don't take any less.
That's good. I mean, it was a good show up there. They did a nice job.
Every racetrack deserves that. Every racetrack... You know,
they deserve Jerry?
No.
Deserve
no,
Jerry. Have a good that. Night. No, I mean, you got that.
They deserve to have a good night despite Jerry's attendance.
Yes.
Whether it be beginning of the year, end of the year, whatever, middle of the year, whatever it may be. Jerry. Every racetrack deserves those specials, you know, they're very meaningful for all kinds of reasons. You have places like the Tiny Lund Memorial, you know, and there's meaning to that race. That goes back historically for a long, long time. But then you just have the meaning that racers just, you know, they want to win more money. Usually the purses.
Well, I always used to say, too, when you follow weekly racing, you know where you're going to go from April to September. You know what your Friday, Saturday, and Sundays are going to be like. So it's easy to know where you're going to go. those postseason specials, there's so many of them. There's so many good ones. It's harder to figure out your schedule this time of year than it is even during the heat of the season.
Yep. Yeah, and you see people show at them that you don't necessarily anticipate they'd be there for whatever reason. But having a race car that they can haul across state lines or, you know, a distance of any magnitude and have it being legal is it accommodates that.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. But no, I think.
Across state lines, that's a man act.
Once again, it's been a great special season at IMCA. And I think, once again, you know, the tracks and the racers deserve a lot of credit for getting out there, supporting, and putting on some great shows across the country. And it's not over yet.
No, we still got a couple more weeks of it, at least. About a month.
I think any
probably.
More December is about the only month that there's not an IMCA race anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll have November, you'll have, I mean,
oh yeah.
Even though we're down here, I mean, Cocopah and Casa Grande have got
a great race in Columbus there. Junction on Columbus Thanksgiving. Junction. I mean,
yeah. they Dick Deacon Memorial or whatever it is at Casa Grande. That
that's
give.
Coming up.
Usually five grand to win.
Yeah, then they have their Thanksgiving weekend race down there at Yuma. Brad has that. That's kind of a neat deal. They all get together and have Thanksgiving dinner right there at the track on Thursday during a practice. And you think about it, then December, everything kind of goes quiet. And then
celebrate Christmas, and then it starts all over again.
Yeah.
Usually first or second of January.
January 2nd it starts. That's practice at Cocopah. Or no.
Crazy.
Yeah, practice at Cocopah for the Winter Nationals.
We'll work on getting our rules posted here probably usually around, it's about a month from now. Towards the end of November.
Right before the banquet, isn't it?
Yeah. Try to do that. Mid to end November. You know, we get together as a group and try to decide. And you know, we've got some things on the radar, I think, that people are probably a little bit aware of, maybe some things that aren't, but we're not going to change much, put it that way. Again, we still kind of take the position that, you know, no change is probably the best thing for us to be doing. But unfortunately, at times we have to change things. So we'll start working on that. So it'll be rules season before long. It'll, you know.
Trade show season.
We're starting to get the, hey, I'm building a car for next year. Is anything changes? Kind of emails. I'm getting Facebook messages and stuff like that.
I see the Mod Lights, they put out something on Facebook about a couple little changes that they're making. So I mean, getting everybody ahead of the curve on that.
Yep. And some of the Mod Light stuff, some of that stuff, you know, Jimmy will reach out to me or Jimmy reaches out to Dave and they discuss, you know, hey, how do you do this in other divisions? And obviously it's a completely different race car, but there's still a philosophy there, an approach we like to take that's consistent with other classes. So, yeah, and Jimmy and I have talked about some of that in the last week or two. But again, nothing terribly, terribly earth-shattering in any division. Still have the issue with metric frames in stock cars and hobby stocks and Southern Sport Mods and the supply of those. At some point in time, those are going to be depleted. But we think we have a little bit of a game plan with that, which is going to be cool. We'll make that announcement when it's time. Other than that,
like I said, getting ready, PRI.
The trade show. National banquet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, which reminds me, we'll send out all the banquet invites probably in about, when they're official?
It'll be the end of October probably.
So towards the end of this month, in about 2 weeks, we'll start sending out banquet invites to everybody when they're official.
I like it at the football game on Fridays at 11 o'clock kickoff.
In Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. So all the drunk people will be out when we're all getting to town.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm all, you know, we get there the day before. I think I'm going to go to the game.
Battle of the losers?
Well, I mean, you know.
Iowa could be in the, they could be in the driver's seat for the Big Ten West if they win in Wisconsin this weekend.
Exactly.
If they don't lose in Wisconsin.
Nebraska could very well beat Iowa. They can't beat anybody else, right. But they could probably beat Iowa. Yeah, I said that.
Anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, not really.
You see Georgia Tech beat Miami and Florida, though?
Not really.
I mean, there's.
I actually thought the Cowboys had a chance last night. That
they
didn't
did,
work
then,
out.
And
they had a chance. Really.
And then they kicked off.
If McCaffrey got hurt or something, you know, I mean, first play of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have had to, like, kidnap Brock Purdy.
He had, what, four touchdown passes?
McCaffrey makes me laugh because...
What's his name? Kittle had three
receptions.
Three. McCaffrey makes me laugh because my neighbor's a huge Iowa fan. And when they were playing the Rose Bowl against Stanford, this is a handful of years ago, McCaffrey was playing for Stanford. Yeah. And my neighbor, who's a... I mean, he's like a diehard Iowa guy. He drives from Vinton, Iowa to Pasadena. Nonstop.
Oh, Jesus.
Didn't even stop. He drives like 23 hours or 2 hours. I did that from Des Moines to Tampa one year.
Oh, thanks.
And this makes me laugh because the first play of that game, for those that remember, they hand the ball off to McCaffrey, and he runs it like 80 yards for a touchdown, the very first play of that game. And it was all downhill from Iowa.
That was ugly.
It was all downhill from Iowa. My neighbor loaded up at halftime and drove back home. He was so pissed
Your
off.
Your neighbor?
Yes. No. It just makes me laugh every time I think about it. Because I see, you drove all the way out there? He goes, yeah, I was so mad at halftime, I just left. Just left and came back home.
I went to the Iowa game last weekend.
It's not like
weekend.
It's a just drive down the street.
I guess when they played Michigan State, and they're, I mean, they win, but I don't know how they win. I've always been an Iowa fan, but, man, it's been rough. They're not a very good 5-1 team right now.
No, they're not a very good 5-1.
But they're winning. That's what matters.
Yep.
A win is a win.
That's right.
Well, hey, I do want to wish my wife happy birthday. Her birthday was like 3 days ago.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Friday.
On the Book of Face.
Yeah, and I had accidentally scheduled to go to Boone that day and forgot.
You
and
scored points, didn't you?
Pissed. Wow. Off. Oh, man, she took a day off work.
Did she go to Boone with you?
And no. I actually tried to convince her. I said, hey, just ride with me to Boone. We'll leave early. Take Ken to school. We'll leave early. And then we'll buy it at the Saints Cafe. We'll go to Des Moines. We'll shop for a little bit, and then we'll go to Boone. I had to go to Boone for about an hour, and then get my stuff, and then we'll come back home. She's like, "Nope." So,
was it like nope, or was like nope?
Yeah, it was a nope. Not happy kind of deal. But
it's kind of one of those nope.
I ain't gonna say how old she is, but she's younger than me. But it was a good day. I made it back at a reasonable time. I got back like 3 or something like that.
You could have come down to Des Moines. We could have had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get her a birthday cake? Some flowers?
I got her a plant.
Got her a plant? What kind of plant?
Some hostas? I don't know. No, she likes plants, so I got her a the planter was a flight, and so it had like three little what do they call them, something.
Plants come in flights now.
Wow, you can get everything.
The little plants, you know, the little
stopped at this place in Vail and they had flights too.
Plants. We went out to the Rendezvous in Vinton and hung out.
Living large.
The big city.
Oh, I bet she
you didn't take her to the Pizza Ranch?
I bet she was pissed.
Have a birthday party for her in the back room.
Yeah.
Wow. Bet she was excited.
But it is her birthday.
Friday? Was it Friday?
She has lived in Iowa now almost half of her adult life.
Oh, and she'll get to that, right?
Almost, yeah. Almost half of her life she's lived in Vinton now. And she reminds me every day.
So that makes her more of an Iowan than a Texan, correct?
She's almost an Iowan. She can round up. She's going to be a Yankee.
So when do divorce proceedings start then, Brent?
Before she officially becomes an Iowan.
When I go to Texas, I'm like, hey, I'm not completely a Yankee. I got two dogs from Texas. My wife's a Texan, and my daughter's a half Texan. It makes me kind of like, maybe some sort of a...
It's your honorary.
So you think that gives you street cred?
Street cred.
That gives you street cred.
Yeah.
Waco street cred. You can't call me a Yankee.
I can technically wear cowboy boots without getting beat up down there.
Do you wear boots?
I do. I wear...
We talked about this. He's got a pair.
Cowboy boots are so incredibly comfortable. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, why do people wear those all day? They have to hurt your feet. It's the exact opposite. Yeah. But anyhow, I don't wear a hat. My wife's like, oh, we got to get you a cowboy hat. Oh, yeah. That is not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
How about a big shiny belt buckle?
Yeah, how about a big hub cap on your waist?
No. Somebody be like, well, you got that hat on, boy. Take off my head and pop me in the mouth. Pow. Anyhow. But we're going to Texas in, 2 days? Yeah, 2 days. Going back down there.
What for?
My annual Iron Man.
Oh, you were doing that again?
Oh, that's right.
You've done that three or four years now.
It's not a race to me. It's
isn't
like
this
a expedition.
Isn't this,
a
lake, survival. Isn't this the lake that you swim through that has like the killer man-eating fishes in it?
They literally.
The gars or whatever they are?
2 weeks ago, literally, it was on the news in Waco. They caught a four-foot alligator in the right in the friggin' area that we
damn
swim.
It, they caught the one I put in there?
Shit. An alligator. I'm like, come on.
I
should set record or personal best time.
I might.
You'll be swimming faster than ever.
Yeah.
I was going to try to improve Brett's swim time.
Yeah. It'll make him quicker. That's just, you compete against yourself just to prove you can do it, right?
It's an expedition. It's not a race to me.
Yeah, because last year we talked about this.
Now, you've been working out, though.
People take this stuff way too serious. I mean, they got to ruin it. It's like racing. Why do people got these so terribly, terribly, terribly serious about it? It ruins it in some aspects.
Yeah. Brett takes the
but everything.
Everybody tries to get that advantage instead of stopping at the Kaibo. You just go while you run.
Have you ever tried to do that? You went Reg Bry, right?
Oh, yeah, no,
go to the bathroom while you're in motion.
There's no way. There's no way in hell I'm going to shit or piss myself.
I don't know how you. I don't know if I could. I don't know.
They say that's what you do when you're on a bike for when you're on a bike for 100 miles and a full Ironman. They say that's what they do. They just wet themselves. But you know, on the 50 mile, the half Ironman, it's like 51 miles or 52 miles or something like that. I had to go pee so bad the first year I did it, and I kept telling myself, "Just go," and I couldn't.
You couldn't bring yourself.
I could not do it. I could not bring myself to just wet myself on a bicycle.
You got new energy,
but they warn you. It's in the athlete's guide. They warn you for people that will do that. So
the older you get, the easier it'll probably be to make that decision, though.
I'll be doing that at 65.
Or your bladder will make that decision for you.
I'm going to be like, what the heck just happened? Is that sweat? No. I use the Kaibos at the in the transition areas.
I use the Kaibo on the rack right too, or a cornfield.
Everybody thinks the Kaibos are bad at a racetrack. Go to an Ironman.
Oh, boy. Oh, I bet. All that. Protein, whey, all that stuff you guys eat and drink.
It's bad there, too.
No, thanks.
Protein. My God, is somebody dead in here? No, Brett just went crapped.
What happened?
How far into this are we, Nate? This is getting deep.
Yeah, we haven't even been talking that long.
Well, I just want to change the subject. Honestly, I just want to change the subject. I'm talking about
Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, you know, it's
right around the corner.
I already told you that.
Speaking of costumes.
You didn't tell the peoples.
Speaking of costumes, Jerry, I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh, boy.
You know, something that kind of, maybe I need one of these little deals where I can have my own little segment where I can rant on something. Jim's rants or something like that.
That's an every
day. I thought that was for the last 45 minutes. Anyway, but welcome to the section. Welcome to a new. We're going to try this out. This is Ranting by Jim.
Could you imagine posting a picture and trying to fool people into thinking that that's a picture from your event when it isn't?
We do that at Supernationals all the time.
I just can't imagine. You know, we would never think of doing something like that at Super Nationals. As a matter of fact, I was just looking through new pictures from Iron Victor, and I mean, I didn't see anything that didn't look like
it happens all the time, Jim. Everybody just
Super Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, it's stock photo or what do they call it, a file photo or something?
No, not just that, but everybody does it all the time because they got all those apps where they can like take all the wrinkles off their faces and stuff. So nothing anymore is as it seems. You know what I mean? You'd be like,
I mean, photoshopping. I mean, look at Playboy in the last 10
years. We all have friends on Facebook. You see people.
What the hell is that?
What's Playboy?
Oh, look at Playgirl the last 10 years, Ryan. Oh, you have?
No.
Haven't you ever been like, someplace and you see somebody and like, that person does not look like that on Facebook?
Right.
I'm sure people say that about me because my wife's always like taking the wrinkles off my face.
Oh, she uses the filters. Yeah. We've taken pictures and I'm like, man, do I look that good in real life?
The one that pissed me off was the one that like puts eyeshadow on you. Have you ever seen that? Like eyelashes?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so she'll take one because she has that to enhances her eyelashes, you know?
Yeah.
And she'll put that one on there and then she'll want me to take a picture with her and then I got I'm like, I don't want that thing on my face.
I don't need a filter. I have naturally long and beautiful eyelashes.
So it's normal, so Jim.
Do we have any of those pictures from the Super Nationals? That we can show people.
There it
right
is.
There. right now.
That's Lake looking, Boone right there.
Oh, that's Boone Lake.
Lake Boone.
Oh, there's yes. Bob Fleshman. Now, he's in the Marlin down there.
This
the
is actually, it's not entirely true. It's not Lake Boone. This is out by the ledges. This is the road course that we've built for the Speedway.
What?
Yes. Nobody's supposed to know that.
Oh. It's somewhere over by Monaco.
But I mean, you know, so we would never think about using this as a picture of the Super Nationals. And
I think I see my boat.
Thing.
Yeah. It's right there. It's hanging off the back of that big one.
No, it's that big one out there. It's that, yeah, the ocean liner.
It's that little one hanging off the back of that big one. It's got blue tarp on it.
The rescue boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Spec Parts 1 is out there somewhere.
It's over at the airport.
Yes.
Well, I mean, the yacht in the Parts hangar.
Well, of course.
But what are you going to do? That's my rant for today.
That would be kind of cool if that was Boone. Be kind of fun.
Yeah, but we don't have the lake like that.
Minus the turn in different directions and stuff.
Well, we'd have to maybe put a pond in the infield so we could park boats in the infield at Boone.
Yeah.
Maybe Boone,
we'd
too.
We'd have to inflate them first, though.
There's an idea.
I've had a lot of people ask about Flo. She has made a full recovery after her Packrat incident.
Well, you know.
She has made a full recovery. She is back.
We blew a hitch pin.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It broke one of the hitch
pins. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, you watched that. When that
one just goes, nosed over. It's like, whoop, just flipped right over. It's like when you see the guys at the rodeo do that, you know. Horse will do
bull. The saddle bronc riders will come up and that.
Yeah, the horses.
It'll just that. On its front and be like oh, we're done. And then
I'm too far forward.
We bent
barrel roll.
Part of the entertainment package we provide at the Super Nationals.
It is.
Heck yeah. Fireworks and rolling Packers.
What else we got to talk about? I think we're about done.
Halloween's around the corner. Tricks or treat candy.
Do you go to any Halloween parties?
Ooh, this.
Wow.
The Boone documentary is in edit stage. It's going to be released in when?
Fuel the Thunder.
A couple of weeks. 3 weeks.
Jim says Fuel the Thunder.
That's still in the edit table. That's still in the production room.
Did we ever get any footage from that?
That was like 2009.
Yeah.
Fuel the Thunder.
You know it's spectacular when it takes a couple of decades to edit.
Correct.
Just some fine tuning.
It's like a fine tweaking. Wine, Jim.
Yeah. Only gets better with age.
Yes. Just let it sit. It'll pop up someday and it'll taste really good. Oh, shoot. So that'll be cool. I'm kind of excited to see the documentary. That'll be cool. Jeremy Cross, right? Is that his name? Jeremy?
Yep. Dirt Collective.
Where is that going to be available?
So if you bought the Supernational pay-per-view, you will get it
exclusively.
Exclusively.
What about for those of us that don't pay for it?
So if I have a YouTube channel, can I just copy that and throw it on my YouTube channel, Nate? Jim?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Why not? What the hell?
Is it going to kind of be like Hard Knocks where they don't edit anything out?
Well, only my family's going to watch my YouTube channel.
Nobody else?
Nobody else.
I don't know if you know this or not, but my family doesn't even watch my YouTube channel.
You have a YouTube channel? No,
do you blame them?
They know you.
Have you met yourself?
Wow.
It's probably.
Would you watch yourself?
Nobody watches your YouTube. It's probably as successful as your OnlyFans page.
We love you, Jerry.
I know.
He got the memo on the hoodie. Nobody else did. Jim's wearing a damn Syracuse hoodie.
I'm wearing a short t-shirt and it's 45 degrees out.
Did Syracuse
I don't know if
win?
They played. They might not have played.
You didn't follow?
I thought I know. I was watching the game. I can't remember what it was. And I scrolled through it, and I saw some orange helmets, and I thought it was Syracuse playing, but they had an eye on them, and they're like, it would actually be in Illinois. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not Syracuse.
Which had to be one of the worst college football games I've ever seen. I watched a little bit of that Nebraska-Illinois game.
That was the one I was watching. That's it.
Oh, it's like, holy shit, I don't want to win. You win. No, 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 you win. I don't want to win.
I don't think
they're going to have another game like that in November.
They had a bye week last week.
In Lincoln.
Syracuse had a bye week.
Yeah, they lost at North Carolina 40-7. So yeah,
they, like I said, bye week.
They didn't show.
Hey, that's a Heisman Trophy quarterback at North Carolina. Mayonnaise. But yeah, so we don't talk about
that's
that.
What I put on my bologna sandwiches.
I like Miracle Whip better than mayo.
Ooh, I like mayo. I don't like mayo. I like
Miracle Whip. That's
mayonnaise. Not even mayonnaise.
Got a little zip to it.
That's an alternative version of mayonnaise.
Zip to it. It's good.
You can put Miracle Whip uses alternative rules.
Yeah.
Am I the only guy in the room that likes mayo?
It's not even mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's not even Miracle Whip.
What's it called? A sandwich spread or something like that? It's not even mayonnaise.
So if you make a BLT, do you put on any mayo on your BLT or you just eat it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Mayo. You don't put Miracle Whip on your BLT?
No, you have to be.
What the hell? What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know if you know this or not, but the four of us are asking that question
of you.
When you can have the real thing, but then you choose the alternative of
I'm sticking with Miracle Whip.
Whipped cream or Cool Whip?
Whipped cream or Cool Whip?
They're both good. Is this a trick question? Whipped cream or whipped cream, it takes a lot of work to do that. Cool Whip's easier. You just buy it and it's frozen.
Take it out of the tub.
Yeah, just scoop it out. Unless you buy the can.
Ready whip cream?
Do you buy that?
Do you cut your cheese, or do you put it out of a can?
That's how you make a pop-tart.
A gourmet family at our house. We eat the easy stuff, and Miracle Whip is better than mayo. On a BLT.
Everybody is entitled to their wrong opinion. That's all right.
I agree.
I have to put up a survey on Facebook.
I think we should.
You lost this survey right now.
Yeah, you lost the survey. Mayo or Miracle Whip. You're already 3-1.
Mayo or Miracle
Whip. You know, we don't hear anything out of Nate the whole podcast.
And he piped in with
this.
Yeah,
he goes, what is wrong with you?
I'm trying to remember, now that you guys are talking about, talking about BLT, somebody at Boone, I don't know if it was Sharon.
Oh, Saints Cafe.
That was it.
Yeah.
What'd she tell
Tracy
me?
Tracy sent over the BLTs.
What'd they say? Yeah, he did. They were fantastic, too.
Oh, my God.
Miracle Whip on them. That's why they were so good.
I didn't know anything about
them. No, they were real.
I mean, do you think we're going to give you guys our BLTs?
Uh-uh. Jerry, you guys didn't get any of them?
You don't get the food that we get.
You don't get the food we get in the booth either.
We get good shit up there.
Yeah, we get good shit.
Although somebody did tell us we get a raise.
In the booth, he said.
Said it right on the broadcast.
Right on the broadcast.
Are you pointing at Jimmy Gustin back here behind me? That was the Joker over here that said that.
Well, we don't care. We're going to.
We have video proof.
BLT. Somebody told me to put something on BLTs next time I have one because we had BLTs at Super.
Real mayonnaise.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh,
no.
No, there's Jackie, we get that, like that truffle, that it's kind of like, you know what I'm talking about.
Those are expensive.
No, it's like a truffle spread or something. She buys it.
Truffle oil? Garlic mayonnaise?
Vegemite is what they call that.
No. That's.
Have you ever ate Vegemite?
Nope. I have. Yes, I did a long time ago.
And what
did
you think? I got some from Frank Packer years ago.
Yeah, Frank Packer always brought it over.
It was salty. Todd Packer? I didn't care for it.
I'm like. He's like, well, we don't even, because I went to breakfast with Wade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he put that video on Facebook.
He put that video on his Facebook page, and he's like, you ever had Vegemite? And I'm like, he goes, we don't normally eat breakfast. I'm like, what? He goes, we don't eat breakfast in Australia.
No. Yeah, no.
Like, you don't eat breakfast. I mean, how can you not eat
a
skillet like this? And he's like, oh, no, we have Vegemite usually. I'm like.
Do they just eat it right out of the
thing? What the hell is Vegemite?
Vegemite, to me, at first I said it kind of reminds me of apple butter. a little bit, like just apple because butter. The kind of the way it looks.
Just the consistency of it.
You're right. That's what I had in my mind. Oh, they put apple butter on their toast. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Vegemite tastes nothing like apple
butter. So they put it on stuff then, or they eat it? I mean, it's like a spread, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's why he kept asking. He wanted bread.
Puts it on bread.
So, yeah, I mean.
I think it's just bread.
But they do it with butter also. Because he kept asking. Remember we had to get the butter?
But he literally went out to his car and grabbed a jar of Vegemite.
Oh, he had that. He brought it in to
the cafe in Vinton. And then everybody around us wanted to try it. So Wade is literally like putting Vegemite on everybody's toast in the booth behind us. and I think it was like one person liked it and the rest of us didn't.
Not all the sport compact drivers that had altered engines.
It is incredibly salty.
Is
what I thought. It's just really, that's like, why do you want to put salt on your toast?
Why would you
want to
put
cinnamon on there?
Why would you want to put Miracle Whip on your
BLT? When you could use mayonnaise.
Because it's got zip and it tastes good.
The tangy zip of Miracle Whip?
Whatever that commercial says.
Yeah. That's exactly what it says.
It's better than Vegemite, that is for sure. Australians should be putting Miracle Whip on their toast in the morning and not Vegemite because... it's horrible.
You're all in on this Miracle Whip thing, aren't
Man,
you?
Man, he is. He's trying to sell it. He's hard sell here.
Yeah, okay, I'm done with Miracle Whip.
Maybe you could put fake pictures of me and Ryan with Miracle Whip on our hands on our.
Who would ever put fake pictures? No. Who would ever put
Miracle Whip is going to be the official spread of Boone Speedway 2. If I have any say of it.
Why? Because that's fake too.
It's fake.
Oh,
it's not real.
I mean, that's satire too. Is Miracle Whip satire?
Yeah.
So Boone 1 will stick with real mayo.
Yep. Right. Well, yes. That's
if you want real mayo,
I guess
you go
I'm
to Boone
staying
1.
With Boone 1.
Right? I am
Miracle
too.
Whip.
I don't know who's going.
You better
to
head
two,
to Boone 2.
You could have the Miracle Whip Vegemite Boone Speedway 2.
It's like the old Miller Lite commercials: less filling, more taste. Yeah, less filling, great. More
taste.
That's
great. Yeah.
Oh well, so let's wrap it up.
We done.
I think so.
I think we should end it with Vegemite and mayonnaise. That sounds good to me.
Do they sell Vegemite in the United States?
Can I'm you sure buy they it? Do somewhere.
I'm sure know. You can get it.
It's
somewhere.
Probably limited. I wonder, is it expensive? I would assume it would be expensive here, not over there, since it's so readily available. But
or is it kind of like
we should get on the Google? Get on the Google.
Get on the Googler quick. Let's let's.
I have a computer in front of me. I suppose I could.
Why don't you find it out real quick?
Or is that something that ends at the border, like, you know, when you go from, like, Minot, North Dakota to Estevan? It's like it's a entirely different country.
It's like there's...
Ironically enough, it
is. No
poutine? Can you get Vegemite in the United States? It's not easy to find in the U.S., but you can still obtain it, especially if you live near a large city with an international population.
You buy everything on Amazon.
Scroll down there. You can get it for like $7.99.
What is the American equivalent of Vegemite?
What's it say?
Miracle Whip.
No, it don't say that.
There is no American equivalent.
You might as well just
find
just
the ingredients.
Take the lid off the salt shaker.
Yeah, see, that's what
it, pour it in your mouth.
Had those jars there.
Yeah, $8 on Amazon.
Find out the ingredients in Vegemite.
It's a yeast extract, is what it calls. It says that on the. Yeah.
In addition to brewer's yeast, Vegemite contains concentrated extracts of onion, malt, and celery. Vegemite also is made up of salt and several different types of vitamin B, thiamin B1, riboflavin B2, niacin B3, and folate.
I am not a big beer drinker, and Wade kept saying, they make beer out of that. I'm like, I don't like beer either. Not really. I mean, I'll drink it if I have to, but my limit on beers is like 2. That's it.
It's considered healthy? I guess. It would with all those vitamins.
Yeah.
That's probably why you didn't like it.
It's got riboflavin. It's got riboflavin in it. So is that a real word or is that one I made up?
No, it's right there. It's in Vegemite, riboflavin.
In Vegemite.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We'll get our banquet. We'll get our points. We'll be official in a couple of weeks.
Couple months.
2 weeks.
Two weeks from yesterday. Today.
Yeah,
I think it's probably noon today. Right. Is he doing the banquet again this year?
I think we're going to invite him.
God damn it.
I won't try so hard on the script then this year since he tends to not read what I provide him.
It don't matter.
Read? Yeah. He just said he can read.
Yeah, who said I could read?
Not I.
Although you guys do a good job when you're like reading those lineups, the driver lineups, the feature lineups when you start the race and you guys do back and forth. I'm like, oh, that's so, when I was in the booth, I was like, listen to you guys do that. And you guys just like fire them off. I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool. I want to do that once.
You should.
Oh,
you
I tried. Once. You did. I messed it up. I couldn't even read the name.
Speaking of the banquet,
harder than it looks.
You compliment Jerry very well then in that.
I do. Jerry looks smart.
Speaking of the banquet, the important thing is, do you know, Brett, will the pool be open at the hotel?
Oh, I don't know. Questionable. There's a pool there? It's hit and miss. Downstairs. It's on the second floor.
Really? I didn't know
that. It's upstairs, isn't it?
It is? I thought it was down in the basement.
No, I thought, yeah, now that you think, yeah, because you got to go down to, go down the bottom level.
I've accidentally gone down there before.
It ain't a banquet if the pool ain't open.
It ain't no banquet. Ain't no banquet like a banquet with an open pool.
But, yeah, we'll have the Speedway or Champions reception at Speedway.
That's always a fun time.
American Museum of Speed.
We can do a podcast from there again?
We can try. Depends. Nate or
Garrett. So you guys can stick around this year, and I'm going to go mingle.
Yeah, you guys did a podcast last year.
Oh, that's right. There was no you guys. It was, hey, Jerry, sit here, and we're going
to
go.
We all did it. We all sat there because we talked to...
it was fun. We guys had guests.
We talked to a handful of people.
It was good.
So I like that. Nikki was a talent agent for the days.
If we called in, didn't we? Or didn't they call in to her?
Oh, yeah. We called her on the phone, and she didn't believe it.
Believe that we were on the banquet.
Yeah. I can't believe you did that to Nikki.
I can't believe we did either.
So we'll get all of our points finalized. We'll get the invitation
sent. I can't believe you did that to Nikki, Mike.
We'll have a party in Lincoln. Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
After Iowa gets their ass kicked by Nebraska, who's horrible.
No.
Why do you gotta talk like that?
I don't think, no doubt.
We understand why this stuff comes out. He's a miracle whip kind
of
guy.
It's a battle of the teams that don't want to win.
Hey, no, it's not. It's the battle of teams.
Jim said that right.
They don't play. They play to not win.
Okay.
Yeah, but one will be bowl
eligible. Excuse me. They play to not
lose. One will be bowl eligible. One won't be.
Probably Nebraska.
Nebraska hasn't been to a bowl game since I was like 10.
Correct.
Iowa only needs one more win to be bowl.
That's right.
Exactly.
Why do you think they play like Northwestern Missouri, Central Arkansas State?
That'll change next year.
You get Oregon next year.
Oregon and UCLA, USC, Washington.
So Iowa fans should enjoy their bowl season while they have one.
Maybe they can get Coach Prime in Colorado on the schedule.
I think next year, if they're playing Oregon, Iowa's going to make Colorado State look really, really good compared to Oregon. Because Oregon kicked the crap out of Colorado State, right?
Yeah.
Colorado, that was it, sorry.
Rizzo was all excited about
it. Prime time. That was double overtime, though. Double or triple overtime,
Not
that game. Oh, Colorado State went to overtime, but the Oregon-Colorado game didn't.
No.
Yeah.
They beat them like the Niners beat the Cowboys last night.
Yeah.
Nobody's beaten anybody like the Niners beat the Cowboys last night. Well, I guess the Patriots got beat pretty bad yesterday, but I'm an Iowa fan through and through. I don't care if they're good, bad.
Miami beat like Denver like 70-0 or something.
70-20.
Yeah, I mean, a
couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Broncos fans are excited.
You just watched the Dolphins.
They got beat yesterday. Broncos got beat.
Broncos got beat again. Yeah, they got
by the
beat
Jets.
Sean Payton got his ass handed to him after saying that about Hackett.
Yeah, he did.
Because Hackett's what, the offensive coordinator for the Jets?
Yeah, game ball.
Brett Favre might be eligible to play again right before postseason.
Right before
Aaron Rodgers, excuse me.
We're getting way off track.
All right. Yeah, Bart. I heard Bart Starr's coming back too, Jerry.
Roger Staubach. All right, let's go home. Let's call it a night. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, a lot of great racing coming up on IMCA TV. Check it out. Don't forget that replay pass, $24.95. Go back, watch 30 days. Money goes back in the pockets of racers. Get her done right now. Thanks for tuning. See you next time.